With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and really excited now to be talking with St. John's Prep Hockey coach Christian Hansen. And coach, a very emotional week this week, I think, given the festivities, but also the importance of the Frady's Classic. And maybe you could give us a little background on how important this game is to St. John's, or this week was to St. John's Prep.
Yes, Rick. Hi, good evening. Thanks for having me. And I'll be thrilled to talk about what Frady's means to us, because, you know, we started this tournament incredibly 9 years ago when Pete was still fighting his fight that he shared with the world, really. So, for us just to kind of have a small piece in honoring Pete, we really take that to heart. It's special for the players, the coaches, the parents, the families. And it really extends, too, to our opponents. And I can tell you, like, John Flaherty from BC High has been at BC High since Pete was a player at the Prep. So it's a really personal connection for him. Yesterday, Pete's daughter was on the ice to drop the ceremonial puck. It's much bigger than any result in a hockey game. So we are just, like I said from the outset here, we are thrilled that we can honor Pete the way we do and give people an entertaining hockey tournament.
You know, I want to get to that, the game, but the overarching concept of the importance of keeping his name alive and what he has done for ALS and so on, and the Ice Bucket Challenge. And you mentioned the other teams getting involved in that, Coach. That's kind of interesting. I'm sure the coaches of the other teams explained to their players about who Pete Frady's was and who his family is.
Yeah, I mean, without question. That's the great part about the tournament. And I say the same thing with our Derek Hines game. It allows us to share Pete's story, Derek's story, with a new generation of kids every year. And, you know, it's easy to forget, like, the teenagers on this team, some of them being sophomores in high school at 15, 16 years old. You know, when all this started with Pete, they were in elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
For them, this is kind of new. And I think it's great that they can learn about Pete. And then as they mature through the program, younger kids come up, and then they share their experiences of playing in the tournament, who Pete was. And it extends to their families, and it just allows us every year to reach so many people that maybe people wouldn't know who Pete was. Because that's, you know, it's just the nature of life that it's easy to forget, especially through the years. And that's why we're so fortunate to reach as many people as we do through this great event.
It's a national story, and the papers all keep it going, especially Phil Stacey at the Salem News. What does it mean to you personally, Coach? Then we'll get talking about the team, but you personally to be able to do this, and I know that you guys had posted many times that this was a goal of yours to win this tournament.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, this is my 17th year at St. John's, and, two of the most kind of important things to me and the rest of the staff is the Derek Hines game and the Pete Frady's tournament. Those are two things that we kind of really take a lot of pride in. So it's just the fact that we're talking about it right now and reaching listeners, that people just hear Pete's name, that's what this is all about for us, and that's why we're so honored to have, you know, Pete's family's full support, and when Pete was still with us attending the game. So it's a pretty special event, and incredibly, this is the 9th year of it. So it's been an amazing tournament for everybody involved.
Did I see that John Frady's was there at one point during the tournament and talking to you guys?
Yep, John, his wife, Pete's brother Andrew, his daughter. So a lot of the family members came out, and that's kind of like what we do on the first day is we take a moment and we provide the, the people in attendance. We read a little bit about Pete's life, and it's just brief, but it just kind of gives everybody the opportunity to kind of remember for a minute what this is all about.
Yeah, and what a heroic kid. What a great young man. All right, Coach, tell me about – now, I have to ask you about your team. We haven't talked since before the season began, and it looked like you had a little bit of a hiccup to get the season started, but it seems as though maybe how do we even ask the question, but it's sort of like the kids are getting to know one another in this new setup for this year.
Yeah, we had 11 new kids on varsity this year. You know, we carried basically 22 on a roster, so most of the team, you know, came out that first game and had some growing pains, and even some of the veterans made mistakes, and some turnovers cost us that game. But I'll say consistently through the first five games of the year, you know, we've done a really good job defensively, limiting our opponents' opportunities, and you know, we're getting a ton of shots on net. They haven't really been finding the back of the net. Winning yesterday 2-0, 3-0 with an empty netter, and today 1-0. But the important thing is we're keeping, you know, our opponents off the scoreboard. And right now we kind of have the mindset we're trying to go into every game and win 1-0, and more goals is better.
Obviously, you have a good team defense, but tell me a little bit about the offense, Coach, and maybe give me some highlights of the first game and then today's championship game.
Yeah, I mean, we're able, you know, we're generating a lot of offense in terms of shots and time of possession in our opponent's end. We haven't been doing a good job of finishing opportunities and maybe getting to, like, the net front and kind of scoring those goals in the dirty areas, the areas that not everybody likes to go to. So we need to do a better job of that. Yesterday we got our first goal from Cam Umla, a senior. Really great zone entry. Caleb White from Danvers slid a pass over to Cam. And Cam really nicely placed a shot up above the goalie's blocker in the top part of the net. That was for a 1-0 lead. And then we held that lead until the third period. We had a senior from Linfield, Brendan Powers, steal a puck, put it right up over the goalie's shoulder. That was his first varsity goal, and that gave us a 2-0 lead. And the game was sealed when Jake Vanna from Linfield as well stole a puck and put it in the empty net, and that gave us a 3-1 win yesterday. And today there was really no offense to speak of until Jake Vanna took a puck the full length of the ice in overtime and made a really nice move on the goalie. He went forehand to backhand and then lifted it over the goalie's pad to give us a 1-0 win.
Well, it's funny. We talked about him so much last year. Give me another a description of Jake Vanna.
Well, you know, when I talk about Pete, and, you know, Pete was between my time at the prep as a player and prior to me going to there as a coach. But, you know, Pete's a football, hockey, baseball player. He ended up going to BC and playing baseball. Great teammate, battled. And I just think of Jake Vanna when I thought of him. And I mentioned that kind of pregame, because Jake's a three-sport athlete and great leadership ability and just competes so hard. So I just really thought it was fitting that on Pete's birthday in the Brady's tournament, Jake Vanna gets the game-winning goal.
Wow. That's very emotional, and it's very great for the North Shore, and I can't imagine anybody in this area doesn't know about that whole story. Coach, what's next for the prep?
We got a tough road game on Monday. We're at Reading. Reading High School is, you know, probably one of the premier public school programs in the state, and every time we match up, it's an absolute battle. The place will be a madhouse in Reading on New Year's Day. And hopefully we can come out and kind of shake those early jitters and not be intimidated by the size of the crowd and play our game.
You know, it's funny, Christian, finally, as a coach, as a teacher, and all this other stuff, you go through the holidays with your own families and stuff, but you have this commitment to hockey, and the kids do that. They do focus on what they're supposed to focus on, I guess, in terms of athletics. And it's got to be a challenge this time of year.
Oh, we ask a lot. And you know what? I can say as a coach, my family sacrifices too. You know, it's something that we're all invested in. You know, like I said before, I've been here 17 years, and you know, my family's all in, and you know, we expect that of the boys, and it starts with great leadership, and you know, we have some really good seniors and captains who kind of get the younger guys ready. So we're in a good spot, but it's a huge commitment, and you know, if you're not willing to make it, then Probably isn't the right place for you.
Well, for all you coaches and players, it makes it a lot of fun for us fans during this time as well. So thank you so much, Coach, and congratulations on a very emotional win. And we'll talk to you later.
All right. Well, I really appreciate it. Thank you, and we'll catch up soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you, Christian. Right. Christian Hansen, who is the high school coach at St. John's Prep, and they won 1-0 today in the Frades Classic. And the Prep wins the Classic. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.